2019年，贵阳市初中毕业生学业升学考试，九年级阶段模拟试题。一、听力测试。
A.
听对话，选择与对话内容相符的图，读一遍。
Number one, Jack, is there anything to eat?
Yes, there are some oranges.
Number two, shall we go for a walk, Tom?
I'm sorry, but I have to practice playing football this afternoon.
Number three, why didn't you go for a trip last weekend?
It rained so heavily, so I had to stay at home.
Number four, David, you are late for class again.
Sorry, Miss Lee, there was something wrong with my bike, so I had to walk to school.
Number five, how did you know the volunteers program?
I knew it by reading the newspaper.
Number six, what does your brother do, Mike?
He is a fireman.
B. 听句子，根据所听句子选择恰当的应答，读一遍。
Number seven, let me help you take the bags.
Number eight, I'm going to Hong Kong this summer holiday.
Number nine, could you mend the broken watch for me?
Number ten, why not go hiking this weekend?
Number 11. When is the best time to visit Beijing?
Number 12. I'm sorry, I broke your pencil.
C. 听对话，根据对话内容选择最佳选项完成句子，读两遍。
Number 13. I hear that there is a new restaurant near here.
Yes, and the dumplings there are very popular.
I hear that there is a new restaurant near here.
Yes, and the dumplings there are very popular.
Number 14. Excuse me, where is the nearest bookstore?
Sorry, I'm new here. You can ask the police over there.
Excuse me, where is the nearest bookstore?
Sorry, I'm new here. You can ask the police over there.
Number 15. Would you like some salad to eat?
No, thanks. Just a bowl of vegetable soup, please.
Would you like some salad to eat?
No, thanks. Just a bowl of vegetable soup, please.
Number 16. I'm very glad to meet you here.
So am I. I've been missing you so much since you moved to Shanghai.
I'm very glad to meet you here.
So am I. I've been missing you so much since you moved to Shanghai. Number 17. Alex, what about this pair of green glasses? It looks pretty.
Oh, I don't like the color. I prefer those blue ones.
Alex, what about this pair of green glasses? It looks pretty.
Oh, I don't like the color. I prefer those blue ones.
Number 18. What's wrong with you?
I hurt my right arm when playing badminton.
What's wrong with you?
I hurt my right arm when playing badminton.
D. 听对话及问题，根据对话内容选择最佳答案，读两遍。
Number 19. May I borrow your pen?
I have only one pen, but I have two pencils. I can lend one to you.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right.
Question. What does the woman want to borrow? May I borrow your pen?
I have only one pen, but I have two pencils. I can lend one to you.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right.
Question. What does the woman want to borrow? Number 20. What are you going to do after school, Martin?
I'm going to play basketball. Playing basketball can keep me healthy.
Great. Does your brother also like playing basketball?
No. He often plays computer games.
Question. What does the boy's brother like to do? What are you going to do after school, Martin?
I'm going to play basketball. Playing basketball can keep me healthy.
Great. Does your brother also like playing basketball?
No. He often plays computer games.
Question. What does the boy's brother like to do? Number 21. Let's make a banana milkshake.
Okay. What should we prepare?
We need to prepare 3 bananas, a glass of milk, and a cup of yogurt.
Sounds pretty simple.
Question. How much yogurt do they need? Let's make a banana milkshake.
Okay. What should we prepare?
We need to prepare 3 bananas, a glass of milk, and a cup of yogurt.
Sounds pretty simple.
Question. How much yogurt do they need? Number 22. Hi, Peter. Shall we go to the new history museum tomorrow?
I think the ticket will cost a lot.
Oh, it's free from now on.
Really? That's so great.
Question. How much will they pay for the ticket? Hi, Peter. Shall we go to the new history museum tomorrow?
I think the ticket will cost a lot.
Oh, it's free from now on.
Really? That's so great.
Question. How much will they pay for the ticket? Number 23. Tony, take an umbrella with you when you go to school. There's going to be a big storm this afternoon.
Really? It's great. I haven't got an umbrella, so I'd better stay indoors. I can study by myself.
Question. What does Tony mean? Tony, take an umbrella with you when you go to school. There's going to be a big storm this afternoon.
Really? It's great. I haven't got an umbrella, so I'd better stay indoors. I can study by myself.
Question. What does Tony mean? Number 24. I went to my hometown this summer and met a lot of my old friends. Where did you go?
I went to my hometown, too, but I didn't visit my old friends. I visited my primary school teachers.
Question, what are they talking about? I went to my hometown this summer and met a lot of my old friends. Where did you go?
I went to my hometown too, but I didn't visit my old friends. I visited my primary school teachers.
Question, what are they talking about?
E. 听短文及问题，根据短文内容选择最佳答案，读三遍。
Dear Jenny, I've got the letter you wrote to me on December 5th last Friday. I'm very happy to hear that you're doing well. It's been about 2 months since you left. I'm very happy to hear that your new job is interesting.But I'm sorry to hear that you don't like Washington. I think you'll like it better once you make more friends there. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for your invitation, but I'm sorry that I can't go to your Christmas party on December 24th because my grandfather will come here that day to celebrate Christmas with our family. Please forgive me.I hope you can come to New York to spend the New Year holiday with us. Yours, Lucy. Questions number 25. When did Jenny write the letter to Lucy?
Number 26. How long has Jenny been away?
Number 27. Where is Jenny working now?
Number 28. What does Jenny think of her job?
Number 29. Why can't Lucy go to Jenny's Christmas party?
Number 30. Whom will Lucy celebrate Christmas with? Dear Jenny, I've got the letter you wrote to me on December 5th last Friday.I'm very happy to hear that you're doing well. It's been about 2 months since you left. I'm very happy to hear that your new job is interesting, but I'm sorry to hear that you don't like Washington. I think you'll like it better once you make more friends there. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for your invitation, but I'm sorry that I can't go to your Christmas party on December 24th.Because my grandfather will come here that day to celebrate Christmas with our family. Please forgive me. I hope you can come to New York to spend the New Year holiday with us. Yours, Lucy.
Questions number 25. When did Jenny write the letter to Lucy?
Number 26.How long has Jenny been away?
Number 27. Where is Jenny working now?
Number 28. What does Jenny think of her job?
Number 29. Why can't Lucy go to Jenny's Christmas party?
Number 30.Whom will Lucy celebrate Christmas with?
Dear Jenny, I've got the letter you wrote to me on December 5th last Friday. I'm very happy to hear that you're doing well. It's been about 2 months since you left. I'm very happy to hear that your new job is interesting.But I'm sorry to hear that you don't like Washington. I think you'll like it better once you make more friends there. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for your invitation, but I'm sorry that I can't go to your Christmas party on December 24th because my grandfather will come here that day to celebrate Christmas with our family. Please forgive me.I hope you can come to New York to spend the New Year holiday with us. Yours, Lucy. Questions. Number 25. When did Jenny write the letter to Lucy?
Number 26. How long has Jenny been away?
Number 27. Where is Jenny working now?
Number 28. What does Jenny think of her job?
Number 29. Why can't Lucy go to Jenny's Christmas party?
Number 30. Whom will Lucy celebrate Christmas with?